A bill that would have repealed the state's prevailing wage completely was altered and then approved by senators on a final vote of 23-11 yesterday, with only Democrats voting against it. Prevailing wage is the average hourly overtime and benefits rate paid to employees on publicly funded construction projects. The approved version moves the calculation of the wage from the Division of Labor to Workforce West Virginia, together with economists from West Virginia and Marshall Universities. The bill also requires a $500,000 minimum cost on public improvement projects for the wage to kick in. Democratic Senator Doug Faismeyer opposed the bill, saying no one has provided him enough information about what the change would do to the wages of dozens of union workers who packed the galleries during the floor session.
Look up in them chambers, these people with coveralls on, work clothes. You reckon they thinking this is good? Huh? We don't know what we're getting ready to do to these people. Nobody has given me any kind of a figure that says what's going to happen to these people. I don't think that's good government. I think it's reckless government.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch Carmichael backed the bill.
It should be absolutely clear to everyone in here, we don't know what the prevailing wage under the current system is going to be next year. It's a survey method, and it can change from year to year under the current system. So nobody in the balconies and nobody in here knows what the current rate or what the rate for the prevailing wage will be next year under the current system.
The bill now moves on to the House, where Speaker Tim Armstead says he expects intense discussion on the bill. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.